ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. The
Lighthouse. Job chapter 14 this morning, as we start out, I titled this, Maintaining Gratitude Heart. Today is our Thanksgiving Day, but beyond it, there is just something we need to consistently call our attention to. We live in a world that things are not the way it used to be. Nothing seems stable in our world anymore. And because we live in this world, even though we are not of this world, sometimes the things that are happening around us have the tendency to affect us. So Job chapter 14, verse 14, as we start out this morning. Job 14, 14, it's just an encouragement. If you read verse 1, it says, man that is born of the woman, he said, his days are few. And then those days are full of trouble. But in verse 14, as he continued that discourse, he said, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my heart service, I will wait till my change comes. Other translation says, all the days of my warfare, I will wait till I see the effect of the world. All the days of my labor, I will wait till I see my change. So, the Bible is encouraging us that as believers who live in this present world, there is a way to position our heart in our walk of faith. Here at home, there are many things that happen on a daily basis. And sometimes, this is the way these things work on our minds. So sometimes we're so used to people dying. Let me just put it that way. In Nigeria at the moment. So when we see things like 25 people die today, we say, tomorrow, they say six. It's okay, it's just six. Maybe next after, we just have one. So well, one, it's still okay. At least may God console his or our family. We can't get used to evil. We can't get used to the fact that life happened to other people. And then we can't get used to the difficult moment. So there is a posture of faith that the believers should have. We can't be saying the same thing that people are saying. For example, a lot of people say, oh, Nigeria is doomed. A lot of people have even predicted that by year X, there will be no more Nigeria. No, if you read our Bible very well, in Acts 26, the Bible talks about God himself delineating the boundaries of nations. Except God doesn't exist anymore, then we can say Nigeria will not exist. There are situations, there are man-made situations that can lead to implosion, but that does not mean the end of a country like Nigeria. And in God's agenda, a country like Nigeria is critical to a whole continent, and probably to the black race. I don't believe God will create something and allow the devil to destroy it. So Job had an encounter. He had troubles. The Bible talks about the fact that he lost even his kid, he lost his business, he lost everything. So there was a posture of complaining. There was a posture of whining. There was a posture of questioning his belief system. And Bible scholars have it that everything that happened to Job was within 6 to 9 months. So it was a very difficult time, just like it's very difficult for many people in our nation at the moment. A lot of people are finding it very difficult to eat 3 square meals, if there is anything like that in the first place. A lot of people are wondering. I mean, you go to market one day, you buy something, and then you make projection in business. And by the time you are executing that business, or by the time you go back to the market, the prices are not the same anymore. So things happen, life happens. And Job was asking the question, if a man dies, if things are not working, how can these things come back to life? In the earlier verse of Job 14, I want to read something to us. Before he made this assertion, Job chapter 14, verse 7. You know, if you read Job until the latter chapters, sometimes he gets aligned, and then sometimes he gets off course. So, in verse 7, this was his confession. He said, for there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. But the same chapter, he says in verse 1, man that is born of woman is of few days and is full of trouble. So you see his various experiences, the way life threw things at him. In one place, in I think Job 19:25, he said, I know my, he even saw the Lord Jesus Christ ahead of time. He said, I know my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand on the latter part of the earth. So, life happened. That's where I'm going this morning. But Job made an assertion in Job 14:14. He said, I will wait. I will wait. Those who wait upon the Lord, Isaiah 40 says, shall renew their strength. I will wait. In my walk of faith, it does not matter what is happening in my business, in my family, in my spiritual life. I will wait. I will wait. I will stay in the word of God. That's literally what he's saying. I will stay in meditation and prayers. That's what he's saying by waiting. I will stay confessing the word of God. Confessing the word of God. I will wait. I will wait. I will wait. I will wait confessing the word of God. I know the word of God is true. So I have no other alternative. I will wait. I will stay confessing the word. He says, I will wait in the anointing and being a blessing to other people. And most of the things, interpretation of shall he live again is that I will wait in anticipation for Jesus' return. I will wait. I will wait. Because that word is actually talking about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, this 14:14. 1 Thessalonians 5. No, 4. 4, please. Verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. Said the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise forth. So I will wait. So praise, worship, thanksgiving, maintaining a grateful heart or a gratitude heart is the highest form of prayers. We started talking about biblical prayers. When we take time to wait in praise, in worship, in thanksgiving, in maintaining a gratitude heart, we are actually praying. It's the highest form of prayers. It's the highest form. Because a lot of people are used to complaining. Just like it's been said, that excuses are very cheap. You can make excuses at any time you want to make it. But hey, the staying power, maintaining true, only few does that. So I praise, worship, gratitude, thanksgiving is the highest form of prayers. And I remind you again, prayers should not only be about asking. I know the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive, seek, you shall find, knock the door. But prayer is not all about asking God for things. Prayer, as a matter of fact, one thing that I've also found out now is that prayer is not just about penitence. And that's what many people do in the place of prayer. They confess sins, repentance. They confess sins of their grandfather. You were not here when your grandfather was here. They confess sins of the house of their mother, house of their father. No. Prayer is about our conversation. Prayer is about fellowship. Prayer is about basking in the love of God. So one of the ways that when we pray, even when you don't have something to ask God for, is by maintaining a grateful heart, maintaining your gratitude before Him, maintaining a posture of faith that no matter what happens, God is faithful. God is just. God will come true. Even when the difficult situations are there, God is forever faithful. You say, how do I know that? In Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. So prayer is largely communion and fellowship, basking in the love of God. This was another situation that happened to Israel. And so this was the testimony. They said, though the fig tree is smaller, it's an agrarian society. So it's like saying, though business may not be blossoming as projected, nor the profits are there as per our projection. Though the labor of the holy, we're putting effort, may look like it's failing, and the feed yields no food. In fact, there are no corresponding returns about the labor and the effort. He said, and the feed yields no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stores. Probably you spent your savings. Look at what 18 and 19 says. He said, yet, it's a posture of faith. Maintaining a gratitude heart is a posture of faith. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord, not in the economy. Not in the stock market. So whether the stock market is appreciating, is bearish or bullish, I choose my joy. I rejoice in the Lord. He said, I joy in the God of my salvation. Why? He said, the Lord is my strength. And the Lord who has done things in the time past is committed, is there with me, and he will help me see or navigate into the next phase. He said, he will make my feet like high deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high heels. Can I have an amen this morning? Amen. So, in the valley, in the mountains, God is forever faithful to us. So, gratitude, by definition, is the state of being grateful, maintaining your thankfulness in the face of all life circumstances. Gratitude is the state of being grateful. That word is very important. Gratitude, gratefulness, and thankfulness. Gratitude is the state of being grateful, maintaining your thankfulness in face of life circumstances. In face of life's circumstances. I said this a lot. When we share testimonies, is out of the things that we have seen God done, isn't it? But there are many things we didn't see him do that he has done for us. But gratefulness will help us. Gratitude will help us to look beyond the moment. Job, that same Job, he said, your visitation has preserved my spirit. So in other words, the miracle of waking or sleeping and waking belongs to God. He said, your visitation. David said something. He said, I will lay down. He said, I lay down in safety. It's God. Who is at war? He's interested in us. We are created in his own image. He loved us more than we love ourselves. He has plans for our life more than we can put any strategic plan for 5, 10, 15, 20 years together. God has invested in us. We are his eternal stock. No other stock that we attempt to invest in on this planet can match with his investment in our lives. And we need to come to a place of recognition, a place of appreciation, a place where our heart yields to him. Even when we don't feel that he is there, he's ever present. He cannot deny himself. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is your helper. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. In Isaiah 49, he said, I have tattooed you upon the palms of my hands. He said, your wars, your affairs are continually before me. It is not our present challenges in business that will make him deny his word over our lives. Can I have an amen this morning? So, being thankful always is with the understanding of Romans 8, 31 to 32. I want you to please read it for me, Isaiah 49, 16, in case you want to get that down. I have tattooed you. That's what one translation, other translation says. But Romans 8, Amplified Classics, verses 31 to 32. You see, being thankful, you are conscious of these two verses. Say, what then shall we say? Can I have it in Amplified Classics too, please? Thank you. What then shall we say to all this? All these challenges, what shall we say to them? They are real. They are facts. They are factual. But the truth is that if God is for us, so they are facts. These things are facts. They are real. The sheets, the balance sheet, the account details, account balance, they are evidence. All these things are there. I have not been promoted in the last 5 years. They are facts. All these things. But it says, the truth is, if God is for us, I have not been promoted. Psalm 75 verses, Psalm 75, 4 and 5, I think. It says, promotion does not come from the east, from the west. In other words, it doesn't necessarily come from appraiser. It says, God is the one who lifts up. God is the one. So, he said, in all these things, if God be for us, can we go back to Romans, please? Thank you this morning. You are doing well. You are doing well. You are doing well. Thank you for helping me to preach. Psalm 68, verse 11. That's the scripture for our media team. He said, the Lord gave the word, but great was the company of people who published it. And by the way, as we are doing this service, they are tweeting. So, you do the work of an evangelist. Retweet. That's how to, his company, his team ministry. He said, what then shall we say to all this? If God is for us, who can be against us? There is no competition. Whether 1,000 people have their shops lined up on the same section in the market space, when God is for you, no one can be against you. I hear stories on Lagos Island that sometimes, someone told me a story one day. Said there was a woman who was selling lace, and they have lace shops like that. And then one morning they came, there was bees all over. As soon as the woman opened, bees started showing up, and then cover her, the tester, in Lagos Island here. So people are falling, people are there, but he says, when God is for you, who can be your foe? And by the way, that lady had to go and call pastors. And they dealt with it. And the bees left and went back to sender and stoned the person to death. I'm sure that she didn't intend to kill anyone, but hey, who can be your foe? If God is on our side, verse 32, look at the secret. He said, he who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also with him stingily? And what? Give us all. Yeah. So if you have the understanding of that, you are grateful. You know that the challenges of the present times does not what compare to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Another scripture, when you are grateful, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we read verses 16 to 9 in the same Amplified Classic. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 19. What does this say? Can we read together? Stop. No worries. No worry. Be happy. This is your faith. He said, be happy in it. You know, I don't know how people just got the meaning of soberness. So they squeeze their face. I see they have leaked lemon. No, that's not spirituality. Be happy. Sometimes when the challenges are high in business, go and look for Mr. Bean. And watch. In the midst of watching it, the heavens open up. I've read testimonies. What's this man again that hacks the role of women in a fit? Tyler Perry. Someone had a verdict, 2 months to live, cancer. She didn't tell anybody. She just gathered her family members, go for vacation. She locked herself in 24/7. She just watched Tyler Perry. Laugh. And she laughed cancer out of her body. And that's the thing. Initially, she was whining. And in the place of whining in prayer, God, why will this happen to me? Why will I serve you? I pay my tithe. I do all, you know, all those spiritual razzmatazz that people do. And God says, no, maintain your joy. I said, how do I maintain your joy? You know, sometimes the rest, this spookiness has robbed many people of many things in Christ. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit say, go purchase Tyler Perry videos? That was what she did. He said, be happy in your faith. Not just be happy, take it to a higher level and do what? Rejoice. Not just stay on that level, be glad-hearted continually and always. Verse 17, he said, be unceasing. So we can't take prayer out of it. Praying perseveringly. And you know that prayer, you know, sometimes when you pray about things, I hope that we will get to teach around different types of prayer. After you have done all things to stand, but you stand maintaining a gratitude heart. You stand maintaining your gratefulness. You don't complain and whine to cancel what you have requested for in prayer. So that's what he means by praying perseveringly. He said, thank God in everything, No matter what the circumstances may be thankful or give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. Do not quench or suppress or subdue the Holy Spirit by your complaining. So thanksgiving means we respond to God's goodness and grace with gratitude from our heart. And sometimes it reflects. So sometimes when you have challenges, can I give you a secret? Whether in business, whether at work, if it's at work, wake up in the morning and dress yourself best for that day. You have challenges. If you are a businesswoman and you run your own business, that day it may not be your usual thing. Wear your buba, do your gele, do your makeup. And people will ask you, what is with all this pressure? Have you licked sugar? You say, yeah, it's more than sugar, it's honey. The honey of the Lord, I have licked it. So thanksgiving means we respond. You know, sometimes when people face challenges, you can see it written all over them. No, dress up. Dress up. I do it a lot. I dress up. I put perfume, more than one. So that when you pass me, you know. I create an atmosphere. Nothing takes my joy. You know, in the Old Testament, the word for thanksgiving simply means raise hands in gratitude to God for his blessing. In the New Testament, that word just simply has a root idea of grace. God is gracious to us. That posture brings him into our lives. That posture is that God is good. He's good. He's good. And it's not my circumstances or your circumstances that we define that. God is good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. In Psalm 136, you see it there. It said, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. His mercy. They are new every morning. You know, these are posture of faith. People outside the faith may not understand it, but if you are in Christ Jesus, this is your own position. You may ask the question, why should we be thankful? Why should we be thankful? Why should we be grateful? Why should we express gratitude? Number one, gratitude, thankfulness, gratefulness is crucial to the believer's walk of victory. That's number one reason. This is crucial to the believer's walk of victory. We can see what God is doing in the midst of challenges. The Bible says there is no temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It said, but such as it is common to men, but God is faithful. He will never allow you and I to be tempted by what, beyond what we can bear. And even in the very temptation, it provides a way of escape. It provides it. Can we read it in Amplified and probably Message? I want us to read it together. 1, 2, 3, go, Amplified Classics. Yeah, let me stop there. You know, sometimes people will say, oh, even when I was a non-believer, things were not as hard. No, don't sing with your mouth. There is nothing that can be compared to your life as an unbeliever. You were bought with a price. You were bought with a price. God, there is nothing that can, I mean, it's not even, there is a difference between light and darkness. Clear difference. So let's read again. 1, 2, 3, go. Amen. 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 Message? Message, please. Can we go 1, 2, 3, go? Amen. Yep. 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 It will always be there to help you through it. So, number one, it is crucial to our walk of victory. Number two, being thankful, being grateful, being full of gratitude is the greatest antidote to worry. In Philippians 4:6, it said, be careful for nothing. Do not give in to anxiety. So, it's the greatest antidote to worry. Number three, when you are grateful, it reduces depression. Proverbs 12:25. It said, anxiety of heart causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. It decreases, reduces depression. It decreases blood pressure. It decreases blood pressure. Number four, it increases our energy positively. Because the Bible says that joy, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Number five, it improves our self-esteem. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, if you are thankful, you are grateful, your heart is full of gratitude. Romans 8, 1, there is no condemnation because you are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation for you. There is no condemnation for you. There is no condemnation. Number six, gratitude, gratefulness, thankfulness will help you develop a strong immune system. A strong immune system. Your sleep quality is improved. Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says, it will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you because it trusts in you. And number seven, it reduces negative stress. When you are grateful, when you are thankful, when you have gratitude in your heart, you reduce stress. Many things that we all worry about, they never come to pass. That's the truth. Many things we are anxious about, God comes through. And you are asking yourself the question, why did I take that posture? So the posture of faith, five things. The posture of faith. How do I now go from here? How do I show my gratitude? How am I, do I thank God? How do I maintain a grateful or a gratitude heart? Number one, give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Learn to give thanks to God. He's a good God. In Psalm 73, verse 1, David said, he said, truly, God is good. You can insert your name, Psalm 73, 1. Truly, God is good. God is good to you. God is good. And in Psalm 107, verse 1, Psalm 107, verse 1, he said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And then his mercy endure forever. So God is a good God. Can you say that with me this morning? God is a good God. And God is good to me. Number two, give thanks for all men. Give thanks for all men. And those who are in authority. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2 talks about it. Give thanks. Give thanks for all men. Somebody say, I won't give thanks for our president. No, he said give thanks. That's what the Bible says. You must devote yourself of such sentiment. He said, I therefore exhort first of all that supplication, prayers, intercession, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Verse 3 says, for this is good and acceptable to God. So we give thanks for all men and those who are in authority. Thirdly, we give thanks for people in our lives. We all have the tendency to take people in our lives for granted. Our parents, our friends, our spouses, our children, our friends and colleagues, our business associates, our pastors, our mentors. We all have the chance or the tendency to take people for granted. It's so sad that we only appreciate in most culture, we only appreciate people when they are gone, at their wake. No, appreciate people in your life. Even the people who fight you on a daily basis, appreciate them. Appreciate them. Your wife, your kids, your nephews, your cousins, your colleagues in the office. Have you noticed that that colleague that gives you problem in the office, the day he or she goes on leave, you just say to other people, there's something that is not complete in this office today. Because somebody is not there. So appreciate people in your life. Appreciate people. Give thanks for people in our lives. Number 4, we are to give thanks in good, ugly, and bad times. Not give thanks for the ugly and bad times, but we give thanks in the midst of it so that we can get the solution out of it. We are not giving thanks for those bad things. No. But we are giving thanks because in the midst of those ugly and bad things, God's word is faithful. It remains faithful to us. Psalm 136, you can read verses 1 to 26. You will see it there. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. And he stated those things that we should give thanks for. And lastly, this morning, we are to praise our way to victory. That's why it's very necessary. You live in this world that is not balanced anymore. So you have to praise your way. You have to be grateful. You have to give thanks. And that's the way. Because thanksgiving is the highest form of prayer. Go back home, study Acts 16. The story from verse 25 to 34. Paul and Silas. I mean, Silas must have told Paul. He said, I told you that you are very stubborn. We could have stayed at home. You are the one who says Jesus appeared to you. And I follow you. And look at us now. Their back were bleeding. And they were head in stock. So they couldn't even rub it. Said, I promise you, Paul, when we get out of here, you are your own. This is your ministry to the Gentiles. I'm not due again. And in the midst of that, they switch. He said, at midnight. At midnight. So everyone has midnight in life. Job 35:10. Job was asking the question there. He said, no one who asked me that God gives me song in the night hour. So, but at midnight, they prayed their way to victory. They prayed. They sang. At midnight, you don't sing. If it's really midnight, people don't sing. At midnight, if it's really midnight, you don't have prayer points. The only thing is that God, 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 Jesus, Jesus. When you finish exhausting God, you say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then the other one, you say, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, into thy hand I commit my spirit. You, Holy Spirit. No one sings songs in the night, midnight hour. But Paul and Silas gave us a posture of faith. They said at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises. They prayed and they sang praises or hymns to our God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Because when you sing at midnight, something is about to happen. A miracle is about to unfold. That will affect not only you, but other people. Because when the earthquake happened, even the prisoners were let loose. I pray this morning, as we go into the month of May, God will give you a song. and you will sing that song. And it's a song of victory, a song of triumph, a song of open doors in the precious name of Jesus. Can we all stand? Let's just do some exercise in here so that it takes you into the morning. Yes, let's do a bit of thanksgiving and gratitude. In the next 5 minutes, you want to lift up your hand, you want to take a posture. Whatever state that you are, appreciate God for who He is. Whatever things that you are trusting for, appreciate Him. Not even ask Him for anything. Just appreciate Him for who He is. Yes, Lord, appreciate Him for what He has done for you in Christ. And choose gratefulness today. I want you to just go ahead and express yourself to Him. Manta bozoto lehe zekala. Jeka bozoto lehe zela halika bozondo lehe zedadadadada. Give Him praise, give Him glory, for the Lord our God is a faithful God. Yes, Lord, His faithfulness endures to all generation. He has not failed the people in the generation past. He will not fail you. He said He will not go back on His word. He said, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void of power. What is He that is beyond you? Who is He? Who is that mountain before you? They come to crumbling this morning. Thank you. We have chosen gratefulness. We have chosen thankfulness. And Lord, we enter this morning into the month of May with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into the month of May. Yes, Lord, rejoicing in the great and wonderful thing, because there is much more for us. We enter into this month, Lord, celebrating Your goodness, celebrating Your grace in our lives. Your mercy and Your grace will never depart from us. We enter boldly. We enter with an assurance that if You are for us, and we know that You are for us, nothing can be against us. Lord, in this month, thank You for open doors. Thank You for doors of favor. Thank You, Lord, for approvals. Lord, thank You, Lord, for your signature over the works of our hands. Thank You, Lord, because our steps are ordered by You. Yes, Lord, You order our conversations aright. Thank You, Lord, our steps are ordered into prepared people, prepared places, prepared tables, prepared opportunities. Yes, Lord, thank You for all that You have done. Thank You for what You are doing. Thank You for the preparation. Everyone enter into their much more this month. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. The communication of our faith is effectual this month. Yes, Lord, there is much more for us. We confess it. We believe it. We embrace it. We walk in the reality of it. Thank You, Lord. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Every household, Lord, You meet them at their point of need. Every business, You meet them at their point of need. Every family, You meet them at their point of need. Every career pursuit, You meet them at their point of need. Because with You, yes, Lord, there is more. We eat of the abundance of Your house. Yes, Lord, thank You, Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by You, because You delight in our way. You order our steps. Your word guides us this month. Your word nourishes us this month. Your word increases us this month. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Jekabo zondole hesela hasse da la 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 la. New business opportunities comes our way. Referrals is made on our behalf. Yes, Lord. Pending proposal receive attentions. Pending proposal receive acceptance, Lord. Book of remembrance is open on behalf of Your people. The mountain of every family, the mountain of every business, the mountain of every career path drips with new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine. Yes, Lord, fruitfulness all around Your people, fruitfulness in our mind, fruitfulness in our spirit, fruitfulness. Yes, Lord, let come of Sunday. Le gave us under the la 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 la. I'm going to read two scriptures out to us. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying. I think there is just someone here. Maybe there may be one, two, three people. You are confronted with this issue. People are making up their mind, gang up against you. You have things in your hands that you are trying to push, but some people, it's like the picture I see in my spirit. They are trying to say, no, we won't allow that. But this is the word of the Lord to you today. Isaiah 41, I read from verse 10. I mean, the Lord will have me read that to you. He said, fear not, for I am with you. He said, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and you shall not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I will make you a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You will thresh the mountains and beat them small. And make the hill like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the wild wind shall scatter them. You shall rejoice in the Lord, and glory in the Holy One of Israel. He will make the wilderness a pool of water for you, and dry land springs of water, in the name of the Lord Jesus. The second scripture, maybe this is to another person, Isaiah 40, from verse 28 to 31. He said, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the hands of the heart, he neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no mind, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young man shall utterly fail. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like the eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Can you give us in the Amplified Classic? Thank you, Jesus. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord your God, the creator of the hands of the heart, does not faint or grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint and weary. And to him who has no might, he increases their strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and selected young men shall feebly stumble and exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. Mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Can you hold the hand of the person by your side? Let's just pray over those two scriptures. As you go through this month, I speak to you, my brother, my sister. You will not be weary. You will walk and not faint. You will not become tired in your family. You will not become tired in your faith walk. You will not become tired in that business that God has planted or has given you. You will not be tired in that career path. I speak strength to you. I speak courage to your heart. The solution that you need is provided. You are guided by the Lord as you walk through the month of May. Yes, your strength is renewed. Yes, Lord, your strength is renewed. God surges through your heart, surges through your life. You are a solution provider as you go each day of this month. As you go out and you come in, the strength of the Lord is available to you. You man up wings like eagle, close to God. Yes, Lord, you run and you are not weary. You walk and you do not faint or become tired. The joy of the Lord is released over you, released over your household of faith. May the Lord our God bless you. May he continually make his face to shine upon you. May he grant you peace in all that you do in the month of May. You are strengthened by God. You are strengthened for productivity in the marketplace. You are strengthened for increase. You are strengthened for fruitfulness. The blessings of the Lord that makes rich and add no sorrow is actively at work in your life. You are blessed in your going out. You are blessed in your coming in. You are blessed in your mind. You are blessed in the works of your hand. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Fear not, O ye little flock. It is your Father's will to give you this kingdom. As you go forth into this month, please understand it. The kingdom is within you. The solution is within you. The increase is within you. The profitability is within you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, and he will walk you into your worthy place in himself. The Lord bless you. Happy new month in Jesus' name.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,